Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
A workout!
Look at that body.
All right, folks, it is the Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Of course, Scotty's Vodka's DMV made, amazingly smooth, and loved everywhere they serve it. Okay, B, you heard our conversation with Joe Ferreira, the cameo from Heather McDonough. Joe Ferreira used to work for the NFL in the schedule-making department. He's usually pretty good at this. I remember last year he said this. Washington won't be playing Thanksgiving in Dallas. He was correct. A lot of people thought they would. I want to run through some of his bolder predictions. Let's start with, I want to be abundantly clear. Technically, officially, we don't know.
Yeah.
This Madrid thing seems pretty darn realistic.
I think so, Jay.
Now, that would be week 11.
Yep.
That game would be November 16th. So if you're looking at planning, you know, November 16th.
Get your tickets, baby.
Now, Joe said, I don't think they would play Thanksgiving. So November 16th is a Sunday, week 11. Maybe that's week 12, rather. Thanksgiving is
right after that.
November 27th.
Yep.
So there's a week in between, but it'd be pretty wacky to play in Madrid, then play in Dallas on Thanksgiving. That to me kind of tracks. Let's start really broad. I was texting with somebody last night that the Chiefs, if you look at the Chiefs' schedule nowadays, they play like three or four traditional Sunday 1 o'clock games.
Yeah.
Like they just don't play many games.
Because everybody wants to see him.
Right. And TV drives everything with the league.
100.
I'm not saying Washington's going to be that, because the Chiefs have Mahomes and all the Super Bowl rings and Kelce and Taylor Swift. Like, there's a lot going on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many – now? And let's also be clear that games can get moved around. We all know that happens all the time now. So the schedule you see at the beginning of the year, hell, the last couple of weeks are usually TBDs anyway. Mm-hmm. Washington's games could obviously get moved around late in the year. But when the schedule comes out next Wednesday, how many Sunday 1 o'clocks do you think will be on there of a 17-gamer?
17 games.
How about this? Over, under, 7.5 Sunday 1 o'clock.
I go under.
Me too. Like, I think I might go under 6.5.
They were a major draw last year. Jaden was unbelievable, and I think the league is going to try and capitalize off of that. What? With all the fresh news that's out there now about Washington, the draft, and the possibly in a new stadium and all, that's going to always also push.
Well, and dude, at least on the surface. Now, everything changes in the NFL. It's one of the reasons we all love it. But just looking at the schedule for Washington, the games, we know who they're playing and where. We know the divisions they're playing.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they're playing the NFC North, which was the best division in the NFC last year, and they're playing the AFC West, which was the best division in the AFC last year, as it's currently constituted, there's no dogs on the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
There's no Jacksonville. There's no Titans. There's no Browns. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
There's no game you can look at and be like, oh, man, that's the Panthers. Like, that could be a Sunday 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Because at home, and I know the Giants were bad last year. I think the Giants will be better. But they're also the New York Giants. They're still a big-ass draw.
Yeah.
Any NFC East game is a big-ass draw. So you've obviously got the three home games, Eagles, Cowboys, Giants. Then you've got the Bears, who I think the excitement is outpacing the reality there.
I think that's another rivalry. And you look at two young quarterbacks.
Caleb and Jaden.
Yep.
Then you've got the Lions. That's a huge game. That's a repeat.
Definite repeat.
Yeah, I mean, that's a repeat of the divisional round, a really big upset that nobody was expecting last year, except maybe the people in this room. Broncos, playoff team last year. There were the idiots trying to say that Bo Nix was in the same caliber as Jaden Daniels. Mm-hmm. Bo Nix is good. I'm not trying to take anything away from Bo Nix, just that conversation got stupid quickly.
Yeah.
I can identify perhaps one dog, maybe two dogs, one dog. The Raiders. On paper, the Raiders were bad last year. They overhauled their staff, but they had a good defense. They added a new quarterback, a veteran quarterback, who immediately makes them significantly better. They drafted Ashton Jeanty. I don't think the Raiders game will be a dog at all. And the Seahawks come to town, which is kind of cool. It's a homecoming of sorts for Mike McDonald, who coached here and for the Ravens, now the head coach of the Seahawks. Of the home schedule, B, your best chances for Sunday 1 o'clock, in my mind. Now, there are some things, like Fox and CBS could start to block some games off if they want to. But, like, I don't see any way the Lions game is a Sunday 1 o'clock.
I don't see it.
I wouldn't think the Eagles game is a Sunday 1
o'clock. Nah, neither. Neither one of those.
I don't think the Broncos. Think the other part of this is Broncos, Raiders, Seahawks, because those are West Coast teams, if you make them play Sunday 1 o'clock, you're kind of screwing their fans.
That's
a 9 o'clock, 10 a.m.
game. 10 a.m. game.
It's not to say it won't happen, but that's just typically you'd see those get moved to 4, if not 4.
Mm-hmm.
And a game could be at 4 and not be a national broadcast, is worth pointing
totally,
out.
Totally.
It's the 4:30 that's that big one. Bears, I think everybody wants that to be a rivalry. I could see Giants being a Sunday 1 o'clock. Maybe the Bears. But of the home schedule, dude, almost every matchup is juicy. So then you just look at the road games.
Yep.
Obviously, the NFC East games. I mean, of 6 NFC East games they're going to have, I bet 4 of them are a national window.
How about it?
Whether it's Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night, or just a 4:30 kick.
Yeah.
I bet 4 of the 6 are national windows. And I bet 3 of the 6 are primetime night games.
More than likely.
Then you're going to Green Bay.
Prime time.
Right? Dude, I want to say it's Tischler. I could be wrong on this. Somebody predicted, maybe it was my boy Ben Roth, actually. Somebody predicted Commanders at Packers Sunday Night Football opener. Couldn't you see that? Week 1?
I can see
Lambeau.
I can definitely see that.
They just had the draft.
Their love is very good.
All right.
They're going to promote these things by the quarterback, so you got a good quarterback there too.
Is there any chance you believe Commanders Chiefs will be a Sunday 1 o'clock game?
Hell no.
Hell no. Right?
Nope.
Just zero chance. And it's out there. So for that to be a 1 o'clock is what, a noon local?
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
It ain't happening.
4 more away games. Then I want to run through specifically Joe Ferreira. You can follow him at Joe NFL. His predictions for what Washington is going to get. Brent Johnson going to join us at 12:30. Phones open at noon. Nobody go anywhere.